Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody! It's time to get squared away with Navy SEAL Radio. I'm your host, David Rutherford. As a behavioral training expert, top motivational speaker, author, and performance coach, it's my mission in life to help you defeat the negative insurgency in your life. So get fired up to use Frog Logic, the Navy SEAL training program, to help you succeed in any environment imaginable. Hoo-yah! All right.
Everybody, I hope everybody is rocking and rolling this great Saturday morning on Valentine's Day, right? This is Valentine's Day. This is one of the best days in the whole year, man. Now, you want to ask me why? You want to know? Do you want me to tell you right now why Valentine's Day is so off the charts, is so unbelievable, is so epic, it's so amazing? I'll tell you why right now. Are you ready? Are you listening? Are you listening loud and clear? Ready? Stand by. And it is love. That's right. Valentine's Day is super awesome because it's the one day a year everybody actually starts to think about love and how powerful love can be, how awesome love can be. They want to shine everybody they love with adoration and affection. They want to be warm and fuzzy. Isn't that right, Brian?
Sure is.
Warm and fuzzy, 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 warm and fuzzy. Now, I don't mean you want to go get your, what's that thing you buy on QVC that wraps your head to your snuggles? Is that what it is?
A snuggly.
All right. Well, I'm not talking about putting your snuggly on and feeling it. I'm talking about looking at the person that you love most deep in their eyes and knowing without a doubt that you love that person. Or I'm talking about how the other people in your life have meaning. You just stop for 1 second and just you think about, my gosh, how blessed am I to have that kind of love in my heart and in my life. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm thinking about right now. That's what's so awesome about Valentine's Day. Now, hopefully you're feeling that, man. Hopefully you've got that whole experience just riveting through your blood, through your veins right now, and you feel this thing deep inside, and it's making you a better person, man. I can't even tell you. So my eldest daughter, the Bear, got home yesterday from school, and I wasn't feeling real well yesterday. I was feeling a little under the weather, so to speak, so kind of feeling pitiful for myself, right? Ooh, 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 don't leave me, Admiral. I need your help, right? Instead of being able to suck it up, but that's the case. Sometimes I get a little wussy face going, but that's all right. So anyways, my daughter comes home, and she comes in, man. She goes, Papa, 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 I made you a Valentine's for today. And that just stops you in your tracks, man. It makes you stop and think for a minute, wow, I'm loved. That's a powerful thing, isn't it? That's a powerful thing to think about in your life. Wow, I'm loved. So, you know, as we move into this show today, and this, by the way, this is another great episode of Navy SEAL Radio. I'm proud to be on the air again. I've been off for a little while, but I've been on the road nonstop. This year is just blowing up for me as a motivational speaker. I've been all over the country spreading the Frog Logic message, and I'll tell you a little bit about that here in a minute. But today, is you got to start to think about those people who have affected you in your life, those people who have basically given you everything, right? To start out with the people that have given you life. The people that have given you the ability to go to school or to get a job or the ability to come home to people who care about you and love you. The people that you might be dating. The people that are on your teams. The people that are around you. The people that you work out with. Your best friends that you grew up with, man. Think about all that they have given you in this world, right? All the time and effort. All the focus, all the energy that they've put forth towards you in this life. I mean, when you try and quantify all that, right? We try and pile all that that data in, and we try and, you know, make sense of it. It's like, whoa, That is some overwhelming, unbelievable stuff right there. That is an unbelievable amount of time and effort that people are caring about us. Now, that's a big, big deal. Now, after you start taking that on board in your heart, right, I want you to stop for 1 minute. Just stop for a minute and think about, have you given the same amount back? Have you given the same amount back in your life? Have you given the same amount back? Now, that's a tough thing to think about, right? What have you given to other people? What have you given to people to make them feel better about themselves? What have you given to other people that have helped other people achieve the things that they wanted to achieve? What have you given to other people to make them feel the love that you feel from them? That's the question, right? Because life isn't just this one-sided, selfish, narcissistic place. Although I know everybody out there knows plenty of those people. We do. We know them. They're all over the place. But you're not one of those people, I hope. You're not one of those people that only worries about their own desires and wishes. Because think about it. Think about it. Now think about the time and the effort that people in this world have invested in you. And now think about the time and the effort you've invested in other people. Is it equal? Or are you focused on yourself? Now, what I want you to understand is, let's take a big step back. Let's take a 40,000-foot step back and let's just come out of our own little worlds, our own little minds that I just forced you into, right? Your own little heart right now. Let's pull back and let's think about, let's just think about what makes America so great. What makes this country so phenomenal? I'll tell you what makes it phenomenal is our perpetual willingness to sacrifice for others. That's right. Our perpetual willingness to Roger up and to make a stand for what we believe in, what we care about, what makes us great, right? Freedom, democracy, patriotism, right? The ability to serve others above ourselves. Right? Think about it. I mean, I've had a lifetime of that, and it's made me who I am today. That desire, that need, that wish to want to continue this incredible country that we live in. Now, if you're listening to this radio show right now, chances are you pretty much feel that. Now, if you don't, I'm going to help you understand why sacrifice is so important. I'm going to help you understand the definition of sacrifice today on Navy SEAL Radio, because that's what this show is all about. The definition of sacrifice and how it plays a role in your life, in my life, in Brian's life over here. And today I have a special guest with me in the studio. It's my creative director, best friend, amazing partner in this world, in Pog Logic. I got Brian. Brian, say hello to everybody for me.
Hello. Hello, team. How are y'all? How's everybody on this Valentine's Day?
Okay. I didn't see anybody on Facebook come back to us.
What?
But I'm sure they'll answer Brian today. They're sure. And if you want to, Brian is probably the greatest artist I've ever met in my life.
Ah,
so please get out there and follow Brian on Frog Logic Art, at Frog Logic Art on Twitter. And
Frog Logic Images.
And Frog Logic Images on Instagram, all right? Follow him. You guys, he is the greatest artist. He'll help you see the world in a whole other way. So today's show is all about, you know, defining sacrifice. So what we're first going to start out and we're going to define it. Then I'm going to talk about why sacrificing is important to you. And then I'm going to talk about how I learned about sacrifice while I was in the SEAL teams. Then we're going to talk about the four Frog Logic concepts to help you sacrifice more in your life. And we'll also define, if you haven't listened to the show before and you're just finding us for the first time, I'll tell you what Frog Logic means here in a little bit. We'll probably take a short break, all right? And then if you want, you can call in at 760-913-4130. 760-913-4130. You can call in later on at about 10:10 and tell us what you've done to sacrifice in your life, who you've sacrificed, what level, or if you want to share a story about someone else sacrificing for you, please call us here at Navy SEAL Radio at 10:10 this morning, okay? At 760-913-4130. And I also asked a question on my Facebook page and my Twitter page today. And again, if you want to follow me, I'm all over the place. I'm on Facebook. My personal one is David B. Rutherford. You can also follow us on our team page at Team Frog Logic, right? And you can also follow us in a bunch of other places. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, all over the place, all right? So it's a great, you know, great way to get in touch with Frog Logic, and I'll explain what that is in a moment. So let's get started, shall we? I think we need to get started and figure out exactly what the definition of sacrifice is, okay? So first and foremost, I went to a bunch of different places. I usually start with Wikipedia, but I'm going to start some other place first and then go there second. So it starts off first, and it says, the act of offering something to a deity in appropriation for homage, especially the ritual slaughter of an animal or a person, right? Man, I saw tons of that overseas when I was in Afghanistan. They'd slaughter that goat every single Friday, you know, and it just is what it is, man. Kind of interesting. And then another one is a victim is offered in this way. So really bizarre how, you know, what is this? This is the freedictionary.com. Puts that one first. I guess it's the oldest definition, Brian.
Yeah.
It's been around for a while. And then now we're getting into kind of where I'm going up. The act of giving up something highly valued for the sake of something else considered to have a greater value or claim. Now they're interesting. They don't even talk about us yet, but that's right. Something given up in this way, all right? Here's the next one, relinquishment of something of a lesser value. So even in these definitions, there's nowhere in there does it talk about the personal sense of sacrifice. So what I did is like, all right, well, let's go down this other thing. And I went over to Wikipedia and sacrifice. And again, it started right out in that whole idea of, you know, slaughtering goats or camels or whatever it is there. I mean, it's wild, dude. It's just everybody sacrifice. Let's kill stuff. And then it talks about animal sacrifice, the Walter Burt theory and origins of Greek sacrifice. Then it gets into the crazy human sacrifice of the Aztecs and the other crazies over there. Then Judaism talks about sacrifice. Then it finally gets to Christianity. And now this is where it was interesting, right? Because I'm a Christian, and you don't have to be, but it's changed my life in a bunch of different ways, right? So it says right here in Christian teaching, God became incarnate in Jesus Christ, sacrificing his son to accomplish the reconciliation of God and humanity, which had separated itself from God through sin, right? So basically, you know, the big man upstairs turned himself into his son, came on here, and then his son died for all of us. Now that's a starting point, I think, in my world for sacrifice. So what I start thinking about now as I begin to define it in my own terms is, man, I got to give up myself for others, right? I have to give up what I mean, what I am for other people, what I you know, the material things or even just the way I perceive different concepts in this way. I've got to give that up in order to receive, the love of God, right? So that's my starting point in my mind for how I begin to define sacrifice. Now, how do you do it? How have you chosen to define sacrifice in your life? Now, granted, man, I didn't have God in my life for a long, 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 long time. And so I think sacrifice was, for me, was a derivative of my ideas around being on teams my whole life. And I'll talk about that here in a minute. But think about in your life. How do you define sacrifice? Is it... a perception of what you give up to help others in that moment? Is it a definition of having to give up some kind of something that makes you succeed, or a choice that you have to make in order, you know, that delays your gratification, right? I mean, you really got to begin to understand what this is all about, right? What this whole concept of sacrifice is. Now, why is it important for you to do this? And I'm going to tell you right now, it's important for you to do this because nobody does it alone in life. And I say this all the time. I give a ton of motivational speeches to corporations and kids and all types of people all around the world all year long. And I say this all the time. Nobody does it alone. There's not a single person that's listening to me right now that has done it alone. Brian, have you done it by yourself?
Totally did not do it alone at all. Had a lot of help.
A lot of help, he says. A lot of help. I mean, tons and tons and tons of help. I mean, from the moment you're birthed, right? Right? You didn't do that by yourself, and you certainly didn't take care of yourself until the time you could actually walk into the kitchen, pour yourself a bowl of Fruit Loops, and actually pour milk in and sustain your own hunger, right? You didn't do any of that. Somebody helped you survive, man. Who did that? Now, you certainly didn't learn on your own. You didn't pick up a textbook like old Albert E. Einstein and figure this stuff out. Somebody taught you how to add. Somebody taught you how to count. Somebody taught us how to draw. I mean, that just is what it is, man. So you don't do it alone. And where you're at right now, you're not doing it alone either. I guarantee some of you feel like you're alone. Some of you feel like you've been hammered by that negative insurgency over and over and over, and nobody, everybody's against you, and oh, woe is me. But that ain't the case, man. That ain't the case. Now, let me tell you what. When you flip that around, and you put that negativity aside, and you start thinking positive, and you start using these amazing ideals about sacrifice, and you start helping others, then others will end up helping you. I promise you that. When you give yourself to others, people will give to you. It's just, that's the way it is, all right? And now we call this here at Team Frog Logic, we call this living the team life. Right? The more we sacrifice ourselves, and that's what we do for a living, right? That's what we do here at Team Frog Logic. Our sole mission is to provide you with as much motivational media that matters, right? We offer free content every single day almost. We try and give away as much positivity as we can. That's what we do. Brian and I sit around in our collective selves and we kind of join together our creative minds in order to make other people's days brighter. To help give them the tools to combat that negative insurgency so they can succeed in the combat of life. That's what our mission here is at Team Frog Logic. That's what we do. Now, I'm asking you right now, are you living the team life? Is your total mindset oriented around giving to others, helping others succeed? I mean, because when it's not like that, folks, you are done for. You are done for. You are fighting a battle that can't be won. I promise you, I've been there. You cannot win if you try and do it alone. Now, in my world, I learned about this sacrifice. Started first and foremost with my parents. I got great parents growing up. Man, they taught me the difference between right and wrong. They showed me how to care about other people. But, you know, as I got older, man, I got selfish, right? I started, you know, when I hit college and my world kind of got upside down, and I got selfish. I started feeling sorry for myself. Oh, woe is me, right? And what happened? I started becoming destructive. I started, you know, I still had fun and all that, but, you know, I tried to make people laugh, but it was in a destructive way. There wasn't a lot of positivity there. And it wasn't until I made the conscious decision, or I should say God divinely interjected himself into my life and said, wake up, knucklehead. It's time for you to join the Navy and try and be a SEAL, right? And that's what I did. And so when I went to Bud's from day one, from the first instant that you walk into that place, man, it's not about you. It's never about you. Never for one single second in your whole life as you try and earn that trident. And I had an incredible fortune last week of going out and excuse me, and seeing a person that I care deeply about get his trident, right, after a long, long time. And I remember just how powerful that moment was for me back in February of 1997, man, right, a long time ago. And I remember that transformation that happens in us when all of a sudden your soul world, everything in your world revolves around helping another human being, making sure that they're going to live on the battlefield, literally in our world. Because if you're not there for that other person, if I'm not there, if I didn't learn in Bud's how to pick up the weight on my telephone pole or to help my buddy pass that 4-mile time run by dragging him down the beach or to help him pick up his room or to be there on time because maybe one day he was struggling and then the next day he did it for me. If I didn't live that way, then I wasn't earning my trident. Now you fast forward, and I got to the SEAL teams, man, and that just intensified by a whole nother level, a whole nother. I mean, it grew and grew exponentially to a point now where I deploy over to Afghanistan, and the whole thing is relative to your survival is helping your other teammates, making sure that they're focused and motivated and they're dedicated to this problem that's in front of us, these operations, these missions that we set that are set forth for. Willing to sacrifice who we are and potentially who we will ever be so that they will succeed. Now, trust me, there's been a lot of human beings out there in our world, in our unit, who've given it all. I put that question out on Twitter, what is the definition of sacrifice? And immediately, within a couple of seconds, somebody came back and said, Mike Mansoor. And in our world, that is the standard of sacrifice. And Brian's shaking his head because he's heard me tell the story so many times. That is the true definition of commitment, the true definition of sacrifice. And if you don't know the story, you ought to go online and look it up. Mikey was an amazing young frogman who selflessly jumped on a grenade to save two people's lives and died doing it. Now think about it. What are you willing to do to sacrifice for others? What are you willing to do to give up so that another might live? This is not an easy question to ask when you start getting into this level of it, when you start really opening up your heart, opening up your soul, your spirit to this type of thing. Are you willing to die for someone else? Because that's the true definition of sacrifice. In my world, that's what Christ did for me. So the least I can do is every single day focus my life on trying to help others find their definition of sacrifice. To focus every single day on my life to try and help other people be better. To focus every single day of my life earning my trident, making sure my brothers didn't die for nothing, and to perpetuate this great concept of America to all those who are willing to listen. Is that what you're willing to do? Now, for me, man, I thought, I left the teams and I was lost again. And I went into this abyss of selfishness again, this narcissistic idea. Oh, woe is me. Nothing's out there to help me. Nobody, everybody's against me and blah, blah, blah. And thankfully had another brother in the teams pick me back up and pull me back in, dust me back off. And in that process, that was when God finally found me. And I began to start down that road of understanding another level of sacrifice. Now, thankfully, the Admiral, my wife came into play, and she taught me a whole nother level of sacrifice. I think, Brian, you have a similar definition, too, right? Your wife did the same.
Unbelievably fortunate that I had somebody step in that showed me the ropes of sacrifice, totally. I was a little bit lost for sure, too.
Now, imagine that. You've got two people on the mic that focus solely on helping you guys understand sacrifice, and both of us are giving it up to other people who helped us understand what sacrifice is. Because I certainly can tell you the Admiral has been to hell and back with me and dealing with all the stuff that I had to cope with in my life. But she never quit, and she's still with me today. And for that, I'm honored. She's making that sacrifice. And you know what else she sacrificed too? She you know, and a sacrifice of love, man. She gave me these two beautiful girls, the Bear and the Bruiser. And Brian's got this amazing young little boy for a son. And that's what we do now. We focus our lives on what we do to try and show them the way to sacrifice for them so that they'll move into this world of sacrifice and understand the beauty of giving to other people. Now, that's a massive, massive thing. A massive thing in this life. Now, as we start to move on and you start to get into this realm of all right, well, I'm not sure what I'm doing. I'm not sure where I am. I'm not sure, where I need to be. Then you got to start thinking about using frog logic, right? You got to start thinking about using this idea that I created, right? And if you've never listened to the show before and this is your first time, man, Frog Logic is Navy SEAL motivation, right? It's a Navy SEAL motivational training program that I created based on my 20 years of exploring the human condition, desperately trying to find out what enables us to succeed in every environment imaginable. Now, I'm serious when I'm talking about every environment. I'm talking on the battlefield. I'm talking in hospitals, in ERs. I'm talking about as a father, as a husband, as a best friend, as an entrepreneur, as just a human being on this planet in the face of combat, right? The combat of life. As this negative insurgency pummels us nonstop. Now, I've been blessed because I've been able to take this life experience, these life lessons, and combine it with 70-plus years of UDT Navy SEAL operations, training, and elite lifestyle performance to create this philosophy, these ideas, this intrinsic drive that I use every single day called Frog Logic. Now, thankfully, I'm blessed to have Brian, who I recruited pretty heavily, man, because Brian is by far the greatest artist I've ever met, and I recruited him to come on board on my team, right? To be a teammate of mine, to help disseminate these ideas, to spread Frog Logic to as many people as I can. And our mission is to reach 10 million people in 10 years. We're in just started year 9, ladies and gentlemen, right? And we're at about 2.8 million people so far. So if you have any desire to help us spread the word, to spread Frog Logic, to help other people understand sacrifice, to help other people live the team life, then please, tell everyone you know about the show. Tell everybody to go to my YouTube channel to see the videos that I've created for, you know, to give to you, to help you understand the steps, the missions behind Frog Logic. And there are four main concepts within the grand scheme of the Frog Logic concept. One is you have to forge your self-confidence every single day. Now, if you want to learn more, I've got videos out there. And if you really want to learn more, I've got a book that I wrote called Navy SEAL Training, Forging Self-Confidence. And if you want to go out there, you can find that book. It's on an ebook. You can get it off my site, off teamfroglogic.com. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on eBay. Anywhere you out there, you can find this book. And if you want to learn the 8 steps to forging self-confidence, please check it out, right? All right? That will help us keep this dream alive by your support on that, right? So, you know, the other one is you got to live a team life. We've got 4 missions for that. You've got to learn to embrace fear. We've got 5 missions there. And you've got to live with purpose. We've got 5 missions there. And this year, we're going to start working on the next videos for living with purpose to help you understand how to do that. So within that, though, within this Frog Logic concept, you know, the whole idea is that, you know, you start using these ideas for others. Right? It'll make you a better person. Right? If you start employing Frog Logic into your life, it really is a powerful tool. And listen, this is not anything that's like astrophysics rocket science, is it, Brian?
No, on the contrary.
I mean, it's common sense approach to a motivational mindset that gets you focused in order to be a better human being. I mean, that's what it is. And that's what you can learn how to do if you simply just start embracing Frog Logic and using it in your life, man. I mean, really just an amazing, amazing idea. So ladies and gentlemen, man, this is some important stuff. So today I want to talk about, you know, I'm going to help you begin get started on this path. I'm going to help you begin to understand, you know, what this is all about and how it works and how you can get going. All right, with this. So the first, and these are 4 Frog Logic concepts to help you learn how to sacrifice in your life, okay? All right, now the first one by far is an important one. And this is something that it took me a while to learn, but it's critical that you understand this. So what I first want you to do is identify who and what you love, all right? Identify who and what you love in this life. If you do that, then you're going to get started. Then you're going to begin to understand where is the meaning, right? Where is the ideas? What is the things? What are the people? Who are the things that get your heart going, that get your soul going, all right? What are those people? Who are they, and where do they lay? What are the ideas, the concepts in your life that move you? That move you to act? Because that's what we're talking about right there, right? The people who gave you everything in this life, they cause action in you. They give you momentum, right? That momentum, that love is a derivative of action and movement and positivity. So when you think about that, that armor of love that you put on, man, because of these other people, now you're ready for battle. Now you're ready to act with conviction and purpose and drive and all the things that are positive in this life. That's what these people will help you understand, right? And these ideas, freedom, democracy, honor, integrity, commitment, these ideas that will make you better, that will help you understand sacrifice, right? This is pivotal, all right? Once you do this, once you understand that the people who gave you everything, you get that, now all of a sudden you're going to want to give them back. You're going to want to give them back this love that they gave you. And what does that look like? It comes in all different sizes, fashion, formats, all that. It's all different kinds of ideas, right? But this idea of giving back leads right into step number two. And step number two is you have to be selfless. You have to be selfless, not selfish. So as you go through your day, what does that look like? Is it making the decisions that's going to allow someone else to lurch forward? Making the decision that's going to allow someone else to feel good? Making the decision to allow someone else to gain momentum through your push instead of your pull, right? That's what love's all about. That's what sacrifice is all about, right? And to recognize that you don't need to, you don't need to get anything in return. That's not the motive, right? Because so many people have that motive, right? They do something to get something, right? I'm in this to get something back. How can I manipulate this situation? And then a lot of times people will even do kind things with the pretense that they're going to get something kind or something bigger or better back. But listen, right? Genuine love, genuine sacrifice, that's not what it's about. It's about the comprehensive focus that you're giving without any inclination of getting. That's powerful. Be selfless. It's not about you, right? Now, if you live, understand this mantra, if you take on board and you put this in your life, it's not about you. Everybody out there, say it together. It's not about you. Brian, one more time. It's not about you. That's pretty cool, man, when you say it. It comes off the tongue pretty easy,
isn't it? Yeah, good stuff.
All right? Because I'm going to tell you, when you give, you get, folks. When you give, you get. And it's not in terms of you get an iPhone or you get a free bowl of soup, right? You get a smile back. You get a hug back, man. I love getting hugs back. That's what I love.
Oh, he's a hugger, man. Hugger. Break it half.
You get joy back. Your pain gets eased.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All this stuff happens, man. I mean, that's powerful. Because when you give, you get. I mean, that's an amazing thing in this life. When you give, you get. All right, so that's step two. So step three is you've got to suspend your perception of time, right? This is a big one, all right? And everybody's going to get all bang-dangle, whippy, wacky-walky in their mind right now. Wait, what, Rut? What does that mean, Instructor Rut? How do I suspend my perception of time, all right? Does it mean not looking at my watch anymore? Does it mean I just come and go as I please? Does it mean I don't adhere to the strict conceptual ideas of time as it relates to performance? Negative. It means you just gotta stop worrying about how long things take. Especially how long it takes for somebody to acknowledge your sacrifice. Because when you suspend that, when you get rid of it, when you move it to the side, off your plate, your conscious cognitive psychology, right? What's in front of you, what your frontal lobe is popping out. When you push that off to the side and it's just all about just putting it freely out, just pushing it out there without any time, you don't start your stopwatch and say, all right, 1001, 1002, 1000, shit, it ain't come back yet. Oops, excuse me. 1003, 1004. You don't count at all, folks. You just get it out. Put it out. You just sacrifice. Boom. Suspend that perception of time, because guess what? Your worry about time, your worry about when you're going to become successful, your worry about when you're going to become rich, your worry about when someone else is going to love you more, and we worry about all that stuff. You know what that is? That's the negative insurgency pummeling you. Just hammering the dog snot out of you. Right? That's what the negative insurgency does. It climbs up in your little gearbox in your mind where you can conceive time, and it just screws you up, man. It puts you sideways. Because when you start the expectation of that response, that expectation of reward, the expectation of that all of a sudden you're going to be showered and coated with something in return for what you just did, man, you're going to get in your brain. You're going to become negative yourself. The negative insurgency will have won that battle. And this is a big one. Trust me. I've lived with this one so bad in my life, man, it's almost destroyed me multiple times. The expectation that I deserve something in a specific amount of time. Negative. Time is not up to you. You don't control time. Nobody controls time. We think we do because we've got it nice and lined up, and we've got 24 hours in a day, right? We've got 60 seconds in a minute, and we've got it down to the nanosecond now, and we've got it down to a distance of measure, and we've got it down to we understand the universe, and blah, 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 blah. And there's no time when it comes to love. Right? There's no set little on your mark, get set, love. Stop. Right? I mean, it just seems absurd in your mind, man. When you think about sacrifice, think about the infinite of that possibility. Think about how far it can go if you don't stop it. Because as soon as you stop it and you try and pull it back to get something in return, you've stopped that momentum. You've stopped that love. You've stopped that sacrifice. You've ended it because you're not getting yours. You're being an IGM. I got mine. And that doesn't work. I'm telling you, it doesn't work in your life. I promise you. All right. That's a heavy one right there. All right, step four. All right, here you go. Ready? And this is literal and not literal, okay? Step four, you have got to give the shirt off your back. What, Rudd? You have got to give the shirt off your back, literally, right? You have to be willing to just give something physical away, whether it's money, whether it's a shirt off your back, whether you donate to charity, whether it's time to wash orphans' feet. I don't care what it is, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, but you have got to give the shirt off your back. And this has literally happened to me multiple times in my life where my friends, my teammates, my family members have literally given me something. And in a couple times, two instances, given me the shirt off their back. People have done that for me. Think about the power of that. Think about what that statement means when you come out of a restaurant and you've got your doggy bag and there's a bum right next to the entrance and you just hand that bum your food. Or you're going down the street and somebody's got a flat tire, you pull your car over and you help them fix their tire. Right? These ideas, these concepts that make us better. Right? You got to do that. Literally give the shirt off your back, man. Because when you start giving the shirt off your back to other people, you start realizing, you start to begin to conceptualize that your shirt's just a piece, it's just a material item. You start to realize that being late to a meeting because you helped some old lady change her tire, man, that's what's more important. And you start to see, and the more you do it, watch, and I'm telling you, the more you begin to do this, the more you begin to see these moments where, God will present these moments to you that you're like, wow, this is a moment where I can do this. I'm being blessed with this opportunity to share, to give off my back. can. And typically, my head's in my own world so much that I don't acknowledge this. I don't see it. I don't perceive other people needing help in this capacity because I'm so entrenched. I'm so selfish in my own world and needing to have other people sacrifice for me to succeed. I miss these incredible, joyous gifts, these opportunities to sacrifice. Because I'll tell you what, when you begin to give love away freely, time evaporates. When you begin to give love away freely, time will stop controlling you. Think about that. Because that's what God does for us every single day. He loves us unconditionally. There is no end time for that love. You don't wake up tomorrow and it's over. You don't die tomorrow and then it's over. Love is infinite, it's eternal, and it's inside you. You've been blessed with this incredible gift, this amazing, wonderful opportunity to shine your love on other people so that you can sacrifice for them so that they can feel that love. Now, I want you to think about right now, I want you to think about all, again, what I first asked you. Think about all those people who've sacrificed their love for you, who've expended energy, who've suspended time, who've given you the shirt off their back. Right? Think about all those people. Right? Think about that. All right. That's pretty awesome stuff right there, huh, Brian?
Totally, man. I'm transfixed, truly.
Fired up. Well, listen, here's what we're going to do, all right? I'm a little misty-eyed over here, so we're going to take a two-minute break, all right? And then we'll be right back, and we'll finish this thing up. So think about it. Everybody's all fired up, man. If you like that song right there, that was called Salt Water Heals Everything by my good buddy Jan the Man Lennon. You can find a bunch of his songs on our website if you want to download them. Those are very cool. Got a bunch of Frog Logic tunes out there. Very awesome. You'll enjoy it. If you go through sacrifice in your life and you really start to begin to understand, then, you know, you've got so more ability to get in the game of life, to defeat the combat of life, right? So what I want to do now is I want to go to the website or to my Facebook page where I asked this question, right? And today's question was, how do you define sacrifice, all right? So how do you define, so starting one, here's the first one. Debbie writes, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whatsoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. All right, that's perpetual love right there, right? So, you know, what Debbie believes is that you give it up to Christ, and man, you're going to feel that sacrifice every day, which is a beautiful thing. In my life, it's awesome. For you, it might be something else, but the idea is that you have to be willing to give it all in order to feel the power of love. I mean, even if you just believe in God, you know, give it all to God. I mean, that's an important thing. So Manny writes, When someone puts their life on the line to do the mission and keep the American people safe, right? That's for sure. I believe wholeheartedly in that. I did that for a bunch of years, about 15 years of my life. I put it on the line for America. And thank you, Manny, for recognizing that. But here's the deal. It's more than that. Because a lot of us, you know, we do this. And once you get into teams and or you're in SOF or you're in for whatever unit you're in, you become so focused on that it becomes, I don't want to say it's easy to do it, but you're driven by that, right? So the idea is, what are you going to do after your life? How does that service continue? And Mandy, here's the deal. You don't have to be a Navy SEAL in order to do it. You just have to be willing to give it to other people, man. Be willing to give it up. Give them that love on a higher level. Rose says, the act of giving up something the average person wants to keep in order to give back to society. Dedicating a portion of your life for the greater good. I deal that, Rose. Now, she might be meaning, what is that, tithing, right? Is it 10%? Is it 20%? The trouble there, Rose, is you got to understand, what is that definition? Now, are you putting limitations on what your ability to give love is? Now, I dig it, though, what you said. All right, Aaron says, it's to give up all else to achieve the greater a greater good, to forego all little life's luxuries, the easy way out, and any other comfort that can stand between you, your goals, and your mission. Now, I like that, Aaron. It's a good one. But really, you know, what you have to understand is you can't try and compartmentalize. It's got to be this big, huge, wide spectrum idea of sacrifice. You're on the right track, though, for sure, right? Because you definitely can be. One thing that I think people struggle with sometimes is that goal orientation. As if I have too strict of goals in my own life to achieve something, am I going to be able to sacrifice? Is that a deviation for what my goals? Well, think about it this way. What if your goals are a sacrifice? What if what you do for a living is to serve others? Even if what you do for a living is not directly focused on helping the greater good, but you're willing to help who you work for, what you work for at the highest possible level. All right. Jim says, volunteering 15 weekends to build a handicap ramp for a wheelchair-bound young girl and family. Way to go, Temple U students. That's awesome, Jim, right there. That's a great example of sacrificing, right? Think about every time this young girl gets on that wheelchair ramp to get into her home in an effective way, man. It's all because this group of people came together and sacrificed their time for her, right? Awesome. All right, James, all right. Paying for what you love. Yeah, I dig that. Paying for what you love. Now, it's ideal. How do you? What, is it paying? And is it time? You paying time? Are you paying? You paying monetarily? Whatever. But paying for what you love. I like that. Paying in what way? Is it bleeding? Is it sweating? Whatever it is. But yeah, I dig it. All right, Matt, my man from the Surf Church. All right, being willing to be inconvenienced and seizing the opportunity to put love into action no matter the cost. I love that definition. Perfect. Right there. I mean, Matt, you are spot on right there. Being willing to be inconvenienced and seizing the opportunity to put love into action no matter the cost. That is awesome right there. I love that one. All right, now Wayne says, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, Eric says, giving up something you want to do or care about for something you have to do. For the greater good in general, whether it be for you, the team, unit, or for the mission. I like that one. That one's good. All right, Stephanie says, commitment, no matter the cost to self, as Jesus demonstrated his love to us by dying for our sins on the cross. Yep, amen. Others before self. Joe, pure and simple, others before self. I love that one. I mean, it's simple. It puts it up. Just if you go about your day, just think about someone else before yourself, and you're on the right road to sacrifice. All right, Sean, to give a part of all yourself to benefit someone else, like spending time doing podcasts instead of time with your family. Sean, you're the man. I appreciate you for recognizing that. I've given up a lot of Saturdays, but this is something I feel blessed to do, so I appreciate your statement there, bud. Amen. God bless you, buddy. Robert says parenting, true parenting. I love that one. Amen. Right, Brian? That's a big deal right there. Really sacrificing, giving everything you are for your children, right? Making sure they're good to go. Now, Scott said, I would say giving up your soul, your breath, that was given to you by God, and not thinking twice about it. All right, the true sacrifice, that Mikey Mansoor sacrifice. I hear you, Scott, but there's a million ways to sacrifice. Now, when you get into those situations, yes, that's a pivotal moment, and being willing to do that, but it's very hard for people to understand that if they're not in those environments on a regular basis, like police officers, firefighters, EMS personnel, all military, right? Anybody who's out, the contractors, our intelligence agency personnel, all the people out there that are making a sacrifice to keep us safe, yeah, that's a legitimate reality. But think about this. Love is so much far beyond than just giving your life, man. Sacrifice your love every single day for others, man, and you're getting there. All right, Bryant, putting strangers' well-being above your own, that's a big one, right? We talked about this whole time. We talked about how, what I was mainly focused on was about this whole idea that, you know, only the people that love you, who've loved you most in this life, the people that you care about most, your teammates, all that, that was the real focus, right? We can't forget is there, you know, it's about helping strangers too, right? Love your neighbor like you love yourself. I mean, that's a big deal. And there are people literally all over the place that need help. Now, everybody out there is going, well, wait a minute, Rut. There's a lot of people who will take advantage of your sacrifice. There's a lot of people who will manipulate the system to get an advantage. And I say right on. And I hear you loud and clear. And so when someone gets it over on you, all right, I understand it, all right? But before you've got to stop putting the limitation on the sacrifice. Now, let's say that does happen. Let's say you decide to work with somebody and they're just that jacked up where they'll suck you dry, right, of every ounce of love that you give them, right? And I know that can hurt because it's happened to me on a bunch of occasions. But guess what? You got to remember you can't put it in the context of what you get back. Because when you do it now, also what you got to understand too, man, is that, you know, there is a moment that it comes in time where you give someone else something else. You give them free love. Just give it out to them. You give them the shirt off your back. You know, you can move on after that, right? You are not beholden to staying true to that one individual or that group for eternity, all right? Because you're willing to give sacrifice does not bound you to, you know, any preconceived you're not permanently wedded to that particular person you sacrificed in that one instance, right? Especially when you do recognize that people don't understand or are not capable of changing themselves and moving into that, right? Even Christ told the apostles, hey, man, you walk into a town and people don't bring you on board and take what you're listening to, you know, just dust the dirt off your shoes and move on, airborne. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we have to do, right? All right, don't get so wound up. But don't become jaded. Don't become jaded because you got burned because you gave it up and it didn't come back, all right? Or they didn't accept it in a positive way, or they still turned it around, or they tried to manipulate you even more, all right? Think about that. That's a big challenge for people out there for sure. Big challenge out there. All right, so those are some pretty amazing answers. I'm going to go in here. I want to see if there's a – here you go. This on Twitter, at Team Frog Logic, which my Twitter page right there. It says, laying down one's life for another. Therefore, the ultimate definition of sacrifice is, was, and forever be the cross. Amen, Kevin. I like that one a lot. That's a good one. All right. Here's another one from at GrooveChild83. I like that handle. Making choices and taking the action needed for the safety and protection of others ahead of your own self. I like that a lot. That's a good one. Very good one. I dig that one. You know, safety. People need safety in their lives. They need that. So if you can give them that veil of protection through your willingness to sacrifice them, man, think about how unencumbered they are with the weight of fear, right? And fear plays this huge role. And if you want to learn more about how you need to learn how to embrace your fear, you know, go check out my YouTube videos on my Embrace Fear series. I've got another truckload of radio show things out there too. So those are all great answers we've got going on Twitter, Facebook, really amazing. So So let me just do a quick review of the show. So we talked about, you know, today being Valentine's Day. Today's a great way to show your love for other people. But don't let it stop today, man. Love is the most powerful tool you've ever been given. It's the piece of tactical kit that you have that makes the greatest impact in your life. So, you know, give it freely, man. Sacrifice your love every single day if you can, man. That's the deal. I mean, we do that in the teams nonstop. I do it. I try and do it here at my company, at Team Frog Logic. We do it together. We try and do it for all of you, man. It's pivotal, you know. Give that love away freely. So we talked about that. Then we moved into why you need to learn how to sacrifice in your life, and that's a big deal for you. You know, and it starts with defining sacrifice. You need to understand what you're willing to do, what your idea of sacrifice is before you can even start. And it begins with who and what you believe in, who and what you love. And from there, man, it's you're off to the races for sure. Moving forward, I talked a little bit about my understanding of sacrifice. And then, you know, finally, we talked about the four steps, the four Frog Logic concepts in order to help you learn how to sacrifice in your life. Well, so step one was identify who and what you love, right? You need to understand that, all right? Then step two is you got to be selfless, right? It's not about you, right? Repeat, it's not about you. Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
All right, and step three is you have to suspend your perception of time, right? The negative insurgency is going to pummel you over and over and over again on this whole time thing. So give it up to the time, all right? Don't worry about it because you're not in control of it. God's in control of the time of your life, all right? And the last one, the literal transition, give the shirt off your back. Be willing to just give what you have away, most especially give love, right? Because it doesn't cost you anything. You're not going to lose your T-shirt or lose percentage of your wealth. You're not going to lose anything. You're going to literally, you're just giving away love, man. And that's what we need as in the human species. That's what God tells us. He blessed us with the ability to feel that. I mean, he truly blessed us with the ability to feel the power and the magnitude, the infinite, the divine, you know, emotional state of love. So you got to give it away. Just give it away freely. I'm telling you, if you do that, you will begin to define sacrifice. All right. So that's fired up. I'm pretty fired up, man. I really, really dig it. I want to thank, you know, I want to thank everybody in my life who's taught me this stuff. I mean, really some amazing people. I want to thank my parents. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my kids. I want to thank Brian. I want to thank my team at Team Frog Logic. I want to thank all those in the Brotherhood. I want to thank all those in the Brotherhood that have given their lives to me and my family. I want to thank all those who've come before us in this great country who've given, who sacrificed everything so we have what we have in America. I want to thank all of you out there for listening, man. It's just awesome. You know, it really is an amazing opportunity that I have to do what I do. And if you want to, you know, learn more, please visit our website at teamfroglogic.com. That's teamfroglogic.com. You can learn more about it. You can watch our videos, download the show. And if you love the show, Navy SEAL Radio, please download us on iTunes. You can find it on blogtalkradio.com. Just search for Navy SEAL Radio, download off our site. And if you feel like supporting us, please visit our web store. We've got great T-shirts and hats and stickers and all kinds of cool stuff, books. I've got a great kids book to help kids understand this stuff. So please, you know, enjoy it out there. We've got a lot of motivational media that matters for you. That's what we do. That's our mission. And lastly, I want to dedicate this show to Ursula Cole. And Ursula is Brian's mom, and we've been friends, Brian and I have been friends for about 36 years. And ever since I met that woman, she's just had a smile on her face. And a great man once told me she's got Steinway for teeth, because that smile just lights up and plays music for the rest of us. And Ursula's struggling right now, so please, your thoughts and prayers would be amazing for Ursula Culp. We really need to pray for her and hope that she's going to be all right when the time comes. So,
thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, God bless
man.
You.
Thank you.
All right, so everybody out there, you know, listen, thank you for listening. I'm your host, David Rutherford, Navy SEAL motivational speaker, behavioral training spec, author for kids and in adults. I'm a performance coach, and it's my mission in this life to help you embrace your fears, forge your self-confidence, and learn how to live with purpose. All right, one last thing. I don't want you ever to forget. I'm your new swim buddy. Let's get motivated.